Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for February 11th, 2025 to order. If all would rise for a pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome out, everyone. Go ahead and open up for public comment. If anybody wants public comment, hot seats there, you get 2 minutes. All right, we'll move on then to agenda review. I don't know if there's any additions or deletions.
Just one thing, just want to note under old city business, we have current and future use of PID 45028-2010. Also just discussion of public nuisance.
Okay. Any other additions to the agenda? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve as amended.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed. Agenda is adopted. And look now for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed. Passes. Old city business. Speaking of PID 45.
Yeah, so I had sent out the public nuisance letter. Actually, I mailed it and also had the CSO post it. The only thing I've gotten back from the Trevishes is just the letter that you can see that was sent to our attorneys in relation to informational requests, which I should be finishing up, getting that information to them tomorrow or Thursday at the latest. But other than that, I have not heard anything or seen any activity at the PID.
Council, any questions? And then it looks like from what I could tell from the information that was being requested, it's stuff that we've either said here at council meetings that they know about or information we've sent them ahead of time as well. So there's any questions or anything to that nature? Well, in regards to the nuisance, you know, we have the ability if we want to act on that tonight, or obviously we can continue to play the delay game and wait for the next actions from their side.
Well, and they're just requesting basically a formal information from basically our legal counsel.
Well, they want all documents in respect to the annexation of parcel 2, which would be back from 1955. So I have gathered that information. I already have that all together. And what I've gotten from the county as far as that. The other thing they're asking for is regarding zoning of parcel 2, which I've put that together and have all that information for them when we did the rezoning in 21-22. And at that time, just to note that when we did that zoning, that's when the assumption was that we owned that whole PID at that time. The other thing they're requesting is anything, and this is what I have to put together yet, is documents regarding Hamburg's decision to assert that Stephen and Tammy Trevish are in violation of any of City Hamburg's ordinances respect to parcel 2. And basically what I'm going to put together there is what our city planner has put together. Basically spells it out in the 2-3 letters that we sent to them addressing the non-conforming and also the storage of vehicles. I think it pretty clearly states it in them letters.
Mm-hmm.
So either we wait or send him another letter?
The next action would be is if we wanted to take action, we would actually declare it a nuisance. And then we'd hand it over to the county to take care of them.
Well, probably not popular choice, but I'm in favor of waiting until next meeting until we can get all our.
I was actually just going to say, you think we should just give them the quote unquote information they need so we can just say, hey, we gave them everything they requested.
Even if it's the second or third time.
I think that'd be the best. I mean,
if we go that route, I'd also recommend maybe sending that same letter with updated dates.
Yep.
I mean, that's what I feel like we've done in the past.
What do you mean by the same letter with updated date?
The nuisance. Basically maybe add in there at tonight's council meeting, the council agreed to give you till March 11th.
Yep.
Which would be our next council
meeting. Yeah, be our next council meeting.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just spell it out.
Yep.
Like we talked in that other letter to make sure we spelled everything out.
Yep. Makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
That way we got, they have everything that they quote unquote, that way they can't say that they never got nothing. They got the whole packet there and yeah.
All right. It looks like we got our direction to go and see, hopefully maybe that, brings resolution at some point in time.
Yeah.
Let's move on then to the minor subdivision and variance for parcel 45.7. You know, Johnny, if you had anything else you needed to add, or we don't need anything from Johnny, right?
I don't think so. I think mainly the thing there is the legal process is outlined there and vacating an alley in the packet. So basically, typically we do a petition. But I think to avoid that step, I think the council is in agreement. We have a 4/5, if not a 5/5 vote here to vacate the alley. So we would skip the petition part of it and just jump right into setting a public hearing at our next meeting for vacating that lot. Because we can vacate the alley on a 4/5 vote of the council. So and I think that's the way to move forward on this, since there's no disagreements here amongst council, so I think that's the route to take.
Any questions, council? Otherwise, look to entertain a motion to vacate the alley and have a public hearing on March 11th at 7:00.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to vacate the alley for parcel 45.7000010 and set a public hearing for vacating that alley on March 11th at 7:00.
Second it.
Moved and seconded to vacate the alley for parcel 45.7 and hold a public hearing on March 11th at 7:00. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Poplar, aye.
Councilman Barber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Next business is new fire hydrant on the corner of Jacob and County Road.
All right, so we've talked about replacing a few hydrants. In town, so the main priority was set to do the one on the corner of Jacob Street and County Road 50, and that is basically the hydrant you see there by the stop, newly installed stop signs on the corner there, where it says accept right turn.
Oh yeah,
that stop sign. So it's that hydrant right next to there. So we're looking to replace that one. We got two bids: one from Hennings for $11,985, and a bid from Precision Utilities for $15,950. So in reviewing it, staff sees no reason why not to go with Henning's bid of $11,985.
Also, any questions for staff?
Nope.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to replace the hydrant on the corner of Jacob Street and County Road 50. And have that work performed by Henning Excavating for $11,985.
Second it.
It's moved and seconded to have Henning Excavating do the fire on the corner of Jacob and County Road 50 for $11,985. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Barber.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed? Passes. Electrical work for the park buildings and flight.
All right, so We got estimates, which was, again, these budget line items here, to replace two LED floodlights for the flagpole. I mean, right now, if you look, there's a LED light there that's solar powered, but it's really not quite efficient enough. So we're just looking at getting two floodlights installed there, retrofitting four of the 8-foot lights in the concession stand, that'd be the food stand in the park. And then also removing the old ceiling fans in the big shed and installing new fans with speed controls and 8 new floor lamps and 4-watt LED fixtures. So we got a bid for that for advance for $39.50. And then also Rob's bid came at $5,400. Along with that, we also did get one more estimate, which we had talked about. We had $5,000 budgeted.
Yes.
We did get a bid to put 2 wall packs with PhotoEyes on the open picnic shelter, which we had talked about during the budget process. Since we're under budget here with advances, we did get that bid. That was $810 from Advanced Electrical. So if that's, if the council's wish is to add lights to that open shelter, we'd have, we'd look at having Advance do that at the same time they do the other work in the park.
Council, any questions for staff?
Make a motion for Advanced Electric to do the work down by the park for $39.50, then add the $810 for a total of $47.60.
Second it.
So moved and seconded to award Advanced Electrical the bid for the flagpole, concession stand, and shed. In addition, have them do work at the picnic shelter for $81.10. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber.
Councilman Gracie.
Aye. Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed? Passes. Curb replacement and concrete work at the community house.
All right. So we got 2 bids again to do the curb cutout along Railroad Street there across from the bar, which we had talked about last year. And then also for replacing the apron out front here. Say how many feet, Jason? Do you know how many feet? Oh, about 800 feet, roughly?
No.
900 feet?
670 feet or 870.
Here they got 472 and 431. That sound right? On experts?
That might be square feet. Or...
That is square feet, sorry. So about 900 square feet of concrete. And again, these are budget items. So we got a bid from Route 1 Concrete to complete that work at $13,320 and an estimate from Expert Construction for $13,918. So again, I don't see any reason for not going with the lower bid with Route 1 Concrete.
Make a motion to go off the Route 1 Concrete for the work proposed, the $13,320.
Second. Second it.
Moved and seconded to approve the curb replacement concrete work to Route 1 Concrete for $13,320. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber. Aye.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed? Passes. Sanitary sewer line cleaning and televising.
All right. So we're looking to do get on a schedule again for about every 4 years, complete the cleaning and televising of our sanitary sewer mains. So we basically got 3 estimates for that. One from Empire Pipe Services. They came in at $36,090.40 for the 4 years. As you can see, kind of a unit price was 160 the first year, 166 the next year, and that's per foot, and then 170 and 174. We also got an estimate from American Environmental. They were at $1.75 per foot. We also got a bid from Precision Utilities. They came in at around 33,000, but they do not provide any televising or reports. And as far as we're concerned, we want the televising, we want the reports. So really, I put it down to the two companies of Empire and American Environmental. And when you look at it on an overall per foot, Empire is the cheapest.
Sure, any questions?
And there might be some charges on top of that. He said the growth in there, either you never know what you're going to see in there. He said so that might go up, but
right,
we're going to do the easier part this year, try to keep the cost down, and then we can budget more in the next year. He can just come out and look at it and kind of tell us what,
especially where we have some access and easement concerns. We'll wait until we have a game plan put together for that.
I make a motion for the sanitary sewer line cleaning to Empire for $36,090.40.
Councilor Poplar, second it.
Moved and seconded to award the sanitary sewer line cleaning and televising to Empire for a total of $36,090.40. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilor Poplar.
Councilmember Weber.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed? Passes. Minnesota Rural Water Conference.
All right. So just the report, congratulations to our Public Works employee and our soon to be water soup, hopefully, next year. He did attend class in St. Cloud on the 21st to the 23rd. He did take the test. He did pass. So he's still working to get his class C, which that's what we need to operate our plant. And hopefully, do you think you'll be able to take that next year?
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully next year you can take his class C and he'll be our official water soup.
Nice.
Yeah, nice work. Congratulations.
All right. That looks like we all have for new business. We'll move on then to city council reports.
Here, before that, we want to talk about the
closet up there. Yeah, we can. So the closet we talked about in the past for the Lions.
Mm, yeah, we don't want it.
No?
No.
Did you name that? Yeah. Okay. That's, we figured we could get it where it was about
5 feet
by.
We saw how much use it got out of over the last couple of events.
Is there a lot of people using it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we figured there wouldn't be any space. No usable space for what we were looking to do would make sense.
Good.
All right. Anything else?
Then you could probably do the floors.
Yep. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
Only thing I have is just to let the council remind them that if you would like to, there's still a couple of opportunities for Elected Officials Institute through ULI. And then also they'll have City on the Day or City Day on the Hill on March 6th, which is a good opportunity to go up there and listen to our legislators and even maybe you can get a time to go sit in front of the ones that cover our area to talk about concerns. So if it works in your, you know, life schedule, we can always find time. Either we can carpool or just meet down there or whatever it might be. But I probably will be going down on March 6th for sure. Other than that, we'll get a newsletter out this week. And that's all I have.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar.
Councilmember Weber.
Councilman Tracy. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for February 11th, 2025 is adjourned at 1921.